There was very little red tape, very little hanging about, incredibly prompt response, and in my particular case, satisfactory outcome. All I'd say is that I wish I'd known about this before, because I spent months, literally months, trying to pursue this without raising the bar to, you know, mediation, small claims, all the rest of it.
Disputes can arise in many areas of our daily lives, from contesting a parking ticket to disagreeing over payments for goods and services. This can lead to people making a claim in the civil courts to seek money they believe they're owed by another person or business. But what if there was a quicker, less stressful way to resolve your case without going to court? I'm Aaron Wilson from the HMCTS communications team, and today we're talking about mediation and how it's helping more people than ever before to resolve their case away from the courtroom. We'll be speaking to someone who has used our mediation service when they found themselves in a dispute with a large courier firm. But first, we'll be speaking to David Kerry, who's one of our new mediators. It's his job to speak to both parties separately and work to find a solution that everyone can agree on without needing to go to court. So David, if I can come to you quickly, how have you helped people to reach an agreement, and are there any cases that stand out for you in particular?
There was sort of an elderly lady that had got a parking infringement notice, hadn't displayed a parking badge that was required for parking there. And upon the opening of the call, she made it quite clear to me that she'd been losing sleep, and the anxiety of the court process was really, really pressuring her and putting those added pressure on her. As the mediation went through, putting her at ease, you know, giving her that opportunity to explore a solution without impacting that case. That was the key thing, is the without prejudice element of it, is the case would continue on to court without this influencing it. Being able to explore that and explore that option freely actually helped her find a solution, and she was extremely grateful. At the end, you did feel that relief come away from them, that pressure had been taken out of their everyday lives. And it wasn't a huge sum of money. It wasn't a large sum of money in the way of things. But for someone that was on a limited income, you could really feel they were able to explore a payment method that worked with their income, and they were able to explore that freely. And they controlled that rather than them having a dictated to at some point, you know, if they were found at fault, rather than them being told they had to pay someone some money, they were able to explore it on their terms. So that was one that was really quite meaningful to me. Another one I had was a parent's either side, a claimant and a defendant, which was a mother and father, and it was all in relation to money for their child, for the child to go on a school trip. And in that one, they were both quite emotional. They both wanted the best for their child. Unfortunately, their relationship had broken down, but it shouldn't be impacting the joint thing they'd got together there. The child that was a key thing in this mediation.
Thanks for that, David. It's so good to hear about cases where mediation has helped people find the solution without going to court. Okay, so David, as someone who's used our small claims mediation service, can I just bring you in here? Can you tell me a little bit about your experience of using the small claims mediation service and what your situation was at the time when you used it?
Sure. In a nutshell, basically, I ran out of options in claiming recompense from a company that had lost a package that I'd thankfully insured. And one of the things that I do want to talk about is that there's this horrible black hole at the moment where contacting companies through websites is pretty difficult. You get a bot, and in this particular instance, because I had queried it, I had a reference number. The reference number, if you quote that, you are told that an investigation is ongoing and the hang up. If you don't have the reference number, you can't get through at all. So that's the reason and the circumstance that I was forced to kind of look for recompense elsewhere other than the company.
Okay, and can I just, without sort of naming the company or anything like that, can I just get you to sort of outline what the issue was that forced you to use the small claim?
Yeah, of course. A part of my career is photography, and I ordered some photographic equipment, which arrived, but it wasn't actually compatible with my operating system. So I phoned the vendor, and he agreed to give me my money back once it was couriered to them. So thankfully, I had the presence of mind to insure it with the company arranging the transport, but they lost it, and they admitted that they lost it. It's really a matter of trying to find out how to go about kind of claiming my money back.
And could you talk us through sort of what the process was like for you for using the mediation service?
Yeah, I mean, the process was really positive. Because I'd run the whole gauntlet of all the avenues that were available to me, I kind of Googled around and found the small claims service and contacted them. And within a week, I had a phone call back from one of the mediators who was very professionally neutral when I was describing the case, which as it should be, then kind of agreed that there was a case to answer. And within, I think, 3 or 4 hours, I had an offer back from the courier company, which was low, and I refused it. The mediator then went back and got another offer from this company, and I accepted, and I was happy.
So it sounds like you had quite a positive experience of the service, but what, I know you've sort of touched on it a little bit there, but what was sort of your general thoughts around the service and the speed it worked out?
Well, to be honest with you, I was a bit surprised. Forgive me, but you know, you think local government, government organisations, all of this, it's going to take about a month before anybody even notices. But it was within the week, it was done and dusted and sorted.
So I understand previously you had a few concerns that you might have to go to court around it and face a bit of a large corporation, yeah, sort of face to face. How did you feel when you realised you wouldn't have to go to court and you could use this service?
Extremely relieved. I guess that because I hadn't used the service before, it was all a bit of an unknown. I didn't know how effective the service would be.
And as someone who's sort of gone through the service, what would you say to someone else who's sort of looking at this as a way to resolve a dispute?
I would say just do it, because there was very little red tape, very little hanging about, incredibly prompt response, and in my particular case, satisfactory outcome. All I'd say is that I wish I'd known about this before, because I spent months, literally months, trying to pursue this without raising the bar to, you know, mediation, small claims, all the rest of it. And it did feel like a David versus Goliath. Felt like they've got teams of lawyers at their disposal. I'm just a little guy, freelance photographer. And so, yeah, it did feel daunting until I found the mediation service.
So there's been a recent change in the small claims mediation service, which means more people than ever before can solve their dispute by attending an appointment. And so I've got Kim Wager here with me now, who is head of dispute resolution. Kim, can you tell us what's new with the service?
Yeah, mediation has now become a required part of the journey for money claims under £10,000. Around 70% of all money claims under £10,000 are now required to attend a free one-hour mediation appointment with the Small Claims Mediation Service. Previously, it was offered on a voluntary basis. Parties, claimants and defendants could choose to go to mediation if they wanted to, but they were not required to. And the success rate was really very good. It was over half of the cases were resolved at mediation by the parties finding something, a resolution that worked for both of them. All of the evidence suggests that there wasn't really very much of an understanding of the mediation process or the benefits that it could bring. And therefore, we decided to make it a required part of the litigation journey. So when a claim is put into the court, when legal proceedings are begun for a money claim of under £10,000, parties will be required to attend the mediation session. They will not be required to resolve it, to come to a settlement, but they will be required to attend and try to resolve it if they can.
Perfect. And just to make it clear, what is the process if they can't resolve it?
Yeah, I mean, if the dispute isn't resolved in mediation, it will automatically go on to a hearing before a judge for a judicial decision, and that will put an end to it.
Akhila Amaji, you're a mediation manager here at HMCTS, and your team is managing the increase in mediation appointments. How are they finding the work, firstly?
Yes, sure, Aaron. So as you know, mediation is a brilliant service, and making it a key step is incredibly exciting and positive. We're absolutely ready. And what we've done in readiness is done a mass recruitment of mediators. We've improved our internal booking system, and we've reviewed our current working practice. the feedback that we received from the mediators that have already started with us is that it's a brilliant service to work for. The feedback that we've also received is that they can almost hear the weight being lifted off the party's shoulders, which is extremely, you know, satisfying for the service. And to hear that, you know, they've been able to achieve that in that 1 hour telephone appointment provides a more swifter consensual resolution. And I think the parties echo that in all the feedback that we receive.
So if people don't settle their case following mediation and they do still need to go to court, can the mediation process still be helpful?
Yes, absolutely. So whilst a mediation appointment doesn't settle, it starts that conversation which they probably were afraid to have. And quite often, before it reaches a court hearing, they do settle. And we do get feedback back saying, you know, whilst we attended the mediation appointment and we didn't reach a settlement today, they can confirm that they were able to continue the conversation and have fed back to us that they have reached an agreement, which is fantastic.
Thanks, Akila, and thanks to all of my guests for joining me today. If you'd like to find out more about what you can expect from a mediation appointment, you can watch our video by searching for What is Small Claims Mediation on YouTube. You can also read our blog about the service by visiting insidehmcts.blog.gov.uk and searching for Small Claims. Thanks so much for listening, and we look forward to speaking to you on the next episode soon.